Peach's Corner Cafe in Aspen is almost always busy. If you try to come here at lunch, the line's usually at least to the door, even in October.
Soy chai?
And if you think that's busy, just wait until the skiers and winter tourists come.
I used to have a guy that used to work here, and he used to just be prepared whenever we got a line. He'll steam just like two big pitchers of milk, and he's like, I know hot chocolates are coming. Let's do it.
Hugo Sanchez is a manager at Peach's and is going into what will be his second winter in Aspen. On a normal day during the slow months, they might use 9 or 10 gallons of milk for drinks. That doubles in the winter.
We stock up. We buy more milk for the lattes and the cappuccinos, and we buy more chocolate and more cups. And more. We just stock up on everything. We know it's coming, and we just try to get prepared that way.
Everyone knows the deal. More people in town, more money in your cash drawers. And at Peach's, that could be 2 or 3 times as much. But it isn't just the service industries that have to prepare for the busy seasons. Art organizations and venues have to prepare just as much as Hugo and his staff do. Christina Brusig, executive director for Glenwood Springs Center for the Arts, has noticed a big change in the way her group has had to operate in the winter over the last few years.
So as the economy has recovered, the need for additional space for parties has been really prevalent in the community.
They've even had to expand their hours.
Last year, we were not open on the weekends, but the need was there, and so we decided to fulfill that need and open up on Saturdays.
Though it might not have the allure that ski towns across the state do as far as being a resort location reliant on tourism, Brusig says that the town is able to stay strong year-round.
Even though it's not necessarily in the upper part of the Roaring Fork Valley, that it is consistently vibrant and it is one of the most traveled to places in the country.
Even with consistent business and foot traffic, the additional hours that the center added have been well worth their while. Christina says it's because of the holiday shopping season.
With that one extra day of the week, it's amazing how many people actually shop on Saturdays and can't, you know, get in during our regular office hours Monday through Friday of 9 to 5. And so it just provides a little bit of extra exposure for both the art center and all of our exhibiting artists.
In Aspen, the town's biggest concert venue goes from 100 to 0 and back up to 100 when winter returns. Danny Goldberg is one of the owners and a talent buyer at Belly Up Aspen.
Once we get into the wintertime, we're going to look at shows and we're going to say, you know, this is what we did in the off season. We still have the same objective. We're still trying to put in, you know, sold out shows. We're still trying to give the local audience here the best acts possible.
But it's hard to draw acts when the crowds aren't here. A common theme, he says, is that people don't want to go if they don't hear a lot of buzz.
If it's not the hottest thing in town, they rather, you know, save their money, you know, try to do something fun, either whether it's going to Moab or just, you know, relaxing at their house and trying to save money. I think, you know, that's very reasonable answer that people give me.
And a lot of the time, it takes some slick negotiating on his part to get talent to come here. Aspen isn't cheap, and it isn't easily accessible. Sometimes he'll rely on trying to get bands who are playing Red Rocks to come and play a few warm-up shows in Aspen. But for other groups, they want to come to Aspen and ski and get away. Treat the stop as a bit of a working vacation. The cost of getting a band up here means high ticket prices, which in turn mean big bucks for the venue and the artist. At Peach's, Hugo has to figure out how many people to add to his staff. He says he'll go from about 6 people to 10 during the winter. He relies on seasonal employees, including a few high school kids. But even with the new faces and more people to keep him and his coworkers busy, the job can still get a little bit monotonous.
In the summertime, it's the smoothies. Everybody gets smoothies because it's hot. And in the wintertime, it's the hot chocolates. Everyone gets hot chocolates. It'll just be like a line of hot chocolates out the door. It gets a little annoying. You're just like, give me something different.
Patrick Fort, Aspen Public Radio News.